Welcome back to the Sports Line here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Before we connect with Liberty Flames Athletic Director Ian McCall, we will let you know the Sports Line comes your way thanks in part to Rich's guy, Jim Messier, over at Arthur's Jewelers in Centertown, Bedford. He has a wish list. What you can do is have your lady go over there, or your guy, go over to Arthur's Jeweler in Centertown, Bedford, set up a list of items that pique their interest, and that way, whether it's just because, or you need to get out of the doghouse, or you've got a special event like an anniversary or a birthday or a graduation or something else coming up, all you got to do is swing by, say what's on the list, pick from one of those items, and then away you go. It can make things a lot easier, and that is the value of heading to Centertown Bedford to connect with Jim Messier over at Arthur's Jewelers. Now, we will connect with the athletic director for the Liberty Flames, Ian McCall, on the heels of their announcement last week that they have a new bowl partnership with the Cure Bowl. Ian, appreciate your time. Obviously, this has got to be pretty exciting news for the Liberty Flames. How did this all come to be, and how much time and effort went into this?
Well, we've been working on it for about the last 2 months, and a lot of it is really a credit to President Falwell. Has a great relationship with some of the leadership at AutoNation, the sponsor of the Cure Bowl, and so we actually connected with the bowl game through some of his contacts, and over the last 2 months have been able to work out an agreement whereby if one of their two slots is open, either they don't have enough teams from the American Athletic Conference or the Sun Belt, that Liberty would be able to substitute into that place if we're bowl eligible in 2018 or 2019. And it's a great game. The proceeds go to cancer research. And, of course, it's a wonderful destination in Orlando.
It is. It's not quite the Bahamas, so it leaves a little bit of an empty taste in my mouth, Ian, because that would have been a great excuse for another one of those patented weekend getaways there that have become notorious here on the Sports Line. But Orlando's a nice consolation prize for not just you, but for a lot of Liberty players and fans if you are bowl eligible and have that opportunity.
Well, and they're really well recognized, both the AutoNation Cure Bowl and the Orlando Sports Foundation, for doing a great job of hosting games. They actually have 3 bowl games in Orlando. It's a newly renovated facility, and they really provide a first-class experience for the student-athletes and the fans.
Ian McCall, Liberty Flames Athletic Director here on the Sports Line. Ian, as you guys made the transition and really finalized that within the last couple of years from FCS up to FBS, 1AA to 1A for the traditionalists like Rich that might be listening on our app, how much was getting a bowl partnership part of the focus from the get-go?
Well, it wasn't immediate. Obviously, our immediate needs in February of 17 were to put our schedules together, and that's gone really well, to get the renovation of Williams Stadium going, and we're grateful for President Falwell providing the support to allow that project to move forward. And then as we have these pieces in place, bowl agreement was something that we've really, again, been working on this summer. And the last piece that we're getting very close on right now is a television contract. So we're hopeful to have something to announce to the fans here in the near future about a multi-year television agreement for Liberty football. So it's a building process, and that's one of the things that we're really excited about, is we can see such great progress taking place. Coach Gill and the staff put a really good recruiting class together, so we're bumping up on the scholarship limit of 85, so that's exciting as well, and that will give us the depth we need to compete against a very rigorous schedule this year.
Take us through that process as much as you can right now with the television angle. The first part of that being, how much of it is predicated on just linear television, and how much of it is predicated on having the options that we've seen so often with digital and over the top, which is, a mobile and other ways of connecting through live broadcasts?
That's a great question, and really, as we've sought out a television partner, we wanted to have opportunities in all facets of delivery on a variety of different platforms. So I think as we put the finishing touches on this agreement and announce something not too distant future, you'll see that we have linear opportunities, digital opportunities, and a wide variety of ways that we'll be able to deliver Liberty football to our fans, both domestically and internationally. So we're excited about that. And again, hopefully have something announced here in the next couple weeks.
You referenced the ways in in which you can connect with fans. The other angle to getting accessibility to them is the partnership now with the Atlantic Sun for the other sports. How much of the partnership with that conference, with the A-Sun, it allows you to not have to worry about all sports finding that that method, I guess, in the ways in which you can connect with fans through viewership and consumption opportunities?
Yeah, we're really excited about the A-Sun partnership. Again, that'll be the home for 17 of our sports beginning this fall. And so we've been impressed with just how progressive the conference is. They are very innovative from a television standpoint. And certainly with our addition, we'll add great value to that. The other thing, of course, that's huge is just their media markets. New York, Atlanta, Orlando, Jacksonville, 8 of the top 80 national media markets. So we're really enthused about what that's going to do for our program in terms of building the Liberty brand and expanding into some markets that we haven't been in the past.
Liberty Athletic Director Ian McCall here on the Sports Line across ESPN Radio in Virginia. When you say progressive, what exactly does that mean? Take us through, from an athletic director's and an athletic department standpoint, what a progressive conference looks like.
Yeah, just they do a great job of using technology. They're very student-athlete-centric, looking for a lot of different ways to innovate and be creative. And so that's one of the things I've really been inspired by is just their willingness to take some risks, to do some things outside the box. And I think everything from the way they conduct championships to just the general operations of the conference. I went to my first A-Sun meeting. It was entirely paperless, all use of technology in everything that we did. So it's a conference that, again, I think is going to be a tremendous fit for us academically, athletically, and financially.
When you also reference the media markets and the markets in which you guys have access to, for a smaller conference like that, is there that much value? What do you gain from that exposure and accessibility as Liberty University to those markets, given that, you know, this is a conference that, as progressive as it is, doesn't necessarily have the heritage and prestige of some of the others in college athletics?
Right. I think it's going to allow us a great footprint from a recruiting standpoint, both in terms of students and student athletes, to be able to get up into New York, New Jersey, and then down into the Bible Belt states of Georgia and Florida, Alabama, and Tennessee. Those are great states for us to recruit student athletes to Liberty, again, both institutionally as well as from an athletic standpoint. And again, some of those large markets with high populations will be very helpful for us. So we like that a lot. And again, just the overall quality of the conference, top to bottom, extremely strong in a number of sports, both men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball, especially strong. Volleyball is very good. So really across the board, it's going to cause us to have to raise the level of our competition, but we're looking forward to that and excited about it.
You referenced Bible Belt, and you specified those states like Florida, Georgia, Alabama. They're obviously rich in athletic talent, but receptivity of those areas, is there greater reception to the overall Liberty message that you've noticed from those areas, and then obviously the Carolinas and Virginia, where people are pretty familiar with Liberty, than there may be in other parts of the country?
Yeah, and that's obviously remains to be seen in terms of how successful we're going to be recruiting those states. But that's what we believe. That's what our coaches anticipate, is that as we get into our recruiting prospective student athletes from Florida, for example, we can tell them that, you'll see our team come and play 2, 3, 4 times in the state of Florida during the course of the year with all the A-Sun competitions. So we think that that's going to be a real asset for us from a recruiting standpoint. And, of course, those states are very rich in talent.
Liberty Athletic Director Ian McCall making some time for us on the Sports Line. We are about 6 weeks or so away from the opener against Old Dominion at Williams Stadium. I was driving by there a little bit earlier today and still had to take the detours to get around campus because of the construction. How close is that to being wrapped up in time for the September 1st opener?
Well, hopefully it's about 50 days away, because that's what we have to work with. But we're making great progress. We'll be game ready on September 1st for when we play Old Dominion. There'll still be a couple of aspects of the project that will continue into the season, but they won't prevent us from playing the game and having a first-class experience for our student-athletes and the fans that come to attend the games. So project's going very well. The construction team's done a great job. You may have seen we have the video board pretty much installed at this point, and the colonnade in the south end zone's coming along well, and again, the project's on track, and the construction team's done a great job.
Ian McCall, Liberty Athletic Director, with us here on the Sports Line. Fundraising, now that you've officially gotten closer and closer to that first season in 1A FBS action, have you noticed an impact already yet from that, or is that something that takes more time?
We have. We've really had a great response from the greater Lynchburg community and really all Flames Nation. We're about 53% ahead of the same time last year in terms of season ticket revenue. So that's really encouraging. We're up about 40% in terms of fundraising through the Flames Club. So the fans have really responded. And again, this was Dr. Falwell's original vision 47 years ago to play at the highest level. Now that we've realized that, it's really encouraging to see the fans support it.
Liberty Athletic Director Ian McCall with us here on the Sports Line. Just another minute or so with you, and a couple more questions left. As you look ahead to the fall sports season, and particularly the football program in that transition, take us through what the approach and the attitude's been like from your perspective in terms of not just the program itself, but the reception to Williams Stadium and ticket sales and the impact that that this whole project has had directly in terms of filling up the new Williams Stadium.
Well, I think the community support and enthusiasm has been tremendous. And, you know, as I've had a chance to visit with the business leaders throughout the community, there's a lot of excitement. I think there's a recognition that as Liberty enjoys success, that provides a lot of benefits to Lynchburg in terms of economic impact and building the brand of the city. So there's really been great reception across the board. Our corporate partners have been very generous and supportive as well. So we couldn't be more pleased with the response we've received. And again, there's just a vibrant excitement across campus, whether it's the football team themselves and the coaches, or the students or the faculty and staff. It's really exciting to see the response, and we're appreciative.
Commonwealth Games also taking place at Liberty University. That partnership, what have you noticed in terms of just added exposure, if nothing else, from having that partnership with that organization?
Well, it's certainly a great privilege for us to host the Commonwealth Games, and this will be the third consecutive year we've done that. And we're blessed with a beautiful campus and some incredible athletic facilities, and it provides great venues for the competitors to enjoy an experience, and as well as those that come out and support the games. So we really enjoy the partnership with Virginia Amateur Sports and Dan Fouts and his team, and we think this year's games will be bigger and better than ever. And then, of course, looking ahead to 2019, we'll host the state games, and that will be a huge undertaking.
Yes, a lot more to come at Liberty's athletic facilities. Their athletic director, Ian McCall, with us here on the Sports Line. Ian, thank you very much for your time. Enjoyed the chat. We'll connect again later on.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Ian McCall, Liberty Athletic Director. Speaking of the Commonwealth Games, baseball this coming weekend, which you can hear right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Wally Beagle, who's the director of that, he's going to stop by next here on the Sports Line.